Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Low, 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 low. Low, 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 low. Gravy train. Do-do-do-do-do. Gravy. Okay, hi, everybody. We're live. As you can hear, I'm losing my voice, which is why I'm indoors. I'm not sick, but I've been streaming outside every day because I wanted the people to be able to see the beauty in our natural world. But just bear in mind, it's still like 40 degrees where I live. So talking 2.5 hours a day intensely about gravy can make you lose your voice if you're really cold. But as long as we get past that, everything's fine. Today is a big one. Episode 748, Huge Moon Revelation. Guys, it's going to blow your mind. Whenever I get emails from Crow, I know something's afoot in the world of man. Okay, and then also, I think I figured out the cause of the Mandela effect. I legit think I cracked the code. And the ironic end game for elites. All right. So, as the people file in, I don't want anyone to miss the moon gravy and then the Mandela gravy. I think I finally did crack the Mandela effect. It's been simmering back burner in my brain for a while because I knew the binary was false, that either the reality is fluid or it's a psyop. I know that neither is true, so I can prove it and I'll get to it. I figured out what caused it, I believe. All right, as the people file in, I'm just going to make you laugh a little with some funny stuff. Here's a funny one. I've prepared a romantic bubble water for my wife. She wasn't impressed. For those of you just listening, it's a sink full of detergent surrounded by candles. Big laughs, everybody's laughing. So, like, someone just had to pull over because they just pissed their pants with pure laughter. Okay, next up. This is, by the way, I'm about to show you something about the moon, and there's always people that are like, "How dare you? Just don't even worry about them. They're gone." This is where science is at these days. Antarctica's glaciers are melting so fast, you can swim in them in a Speedo. Gay wizard alert! Gay wizard alert! For those of you just listening, I just showed a funny picture of a gay wizard. Because anybody that has a mind knows that this is ridiculous. Like, even if the glaciers were melting really, 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 really fast, when you have, which they're not, unfortunately, because I want heat, I want water, I want the ice to melt so that I can see what's going on over there. All right, you get it. But if there's that much ice connected to water, you can't swim in it in a Speedo, you would die. Wim Hof, maybe. But this is just gay wizard alert. And so that's the level of science we're dealing with. Okay, so now that the people are in, so this is the email I got from Crow777. Subscribe on DLive, CROW 777 radio on DLive. Also, the same for his website. He is a ladler of gravy to the point where. Hang on. Okay. He wrote to me, "I predicted this is possible 5 years ago. If I can vet this, it is huge. Time, color, and position seem correct." You guys ready to gravy it? And I'm going to give credit to the guy who uploaded it. His name is Mikey Smith / horizontally opposed with a Z. The name, I'm not going to tell you the name yet. I want you to be surprised. But just know that Dave Weiss has vetted this. It appears to be that that's exactly, I don't want, I'm just going to play it and then we're going to discuss. It's when you understand that the world is not as described, this type of stuff is really interesting. But if you're a dum-dum, you're just going to get mad and color on your face. But fortunately, no one cares. All right, watch this.
Right there, that's Mars, folks. It's not going behind the moon. You can see Mars right there. Mars is supposed to be transitioning behind the moon, and it's right there. It is so cold here this morning. Yeah, there's Mars right there. It's twinkling. Right in behind the moon there, folks. I gotta go inside. My hands are frozen. But there's Mars. Supposed to be transitioning behind the moon. It's supposed to reappear at a certain time. And of course, it's behind the moon. And the moon is transparent. You can see Mars right there in the middle. All right, folks. Bullshit scientists can tell their own stories to somebody else. I'm tired of them.
Amen, Mikey.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, so if you want to support this guy, I didn't want to tell you the title, but Moon is Transparent, Mars Inner Crest, Other Anomalies. Okay, so unfortunately for the globalist elites, people can track Mars. So we know where Mars is going, and so Mars goes behind the moon, and then you can see Mars through the moon. You know, the reaction, WTF, WTF, hologram, moon is transparent. Yeah, but see, don't just jump. Amy, this is the beauty of women. Yeah, the men are like, gravy overload, hoodoo daddle. Women, a lot of times, bless the women, because they're so grounded. Amy just looked at it and goes, but is it transparent or is it just a crescent right now? Zero, like just, as I'm like, the moon, this proof, and she's just like, yeah, but is it transparent or has it just not grown yet to full moon? I'm like, now that's a good question. So I asked Crow and I said, Amy just had a great question. Is it translucent or is it actually a crescent at this point? He said, I think the new moon is see-through. Don't quote Crow Kwan this, but this is just his gravy. He believes that the moon is see-through and young or when any super bright object goes behind it. Because you have to understand, most objects are not bright enough. Like, you can't see most stars behind the moon because they're not bright enough. But Mars is very bright. So it can penetrate the nature of the moon. I've known for a long time that you have to be mentally deranged to think that the moon is spinning when you only see one side for as long as the Jews. I was talking to Goldstein about the Jews today. I'm fascinated. I want to know what the Jews know, not the grabbers. I have no patience for the grabbers, none. But the urban Amish, you know, the Jews have a 5,700-year calendar. They're pushing 70,000 lunar cycles because they track it with the moon. I go, I don't care what you guys do with your sideburns. Tell me about Polaris. This is some real interesting stuff. And after you get past the grabber, after you get past the people that do this, and you're no longer scared of them because they're just pathetic, you start seeing the Jews that are very helpful and you understand how much info they have. Same with some of the Hindus, where it's like, let me know what that's been up there for how long. How's Goldstein doing? Wonderful. He's doing very well. Oh, his rabbi recently said fancy pants and lollipops in a, I don't know what Jews call sermons, spiel. He was giving his spiel because rabbis don't do sermons. They say spiel. They go, hey. And he said, lollies and fancies, and him and Goldstein and his girl start cracking up. And I was like, yeah, like actual Jews like the stream. They watch the stream. Grabbers hate me. They want me, my voice to actually disappear. But unfortunately for the grabber, I think I figured out their end game. I never noticed the eye thing that goes with the hand rubbing. Ooh. So true. I love talking to my Jewish doctor. Well, one of the reasons I think the controllers, and guys, they have a terrible plan, by the way. I'll get to it. One of the reasons I think that they're setting up the Jews as the scapegoat right now, a lot of the Jews' fault, a lot of the grabbers' fault. They took the bag. You know, I'm not excusing what behavior they're doing, but is because they have so much info. So much info. They've been tracking stuff meticulously for 6,000 years. Their calendar right now is 5,700 years. You don't think that when a dude like me sees Mars through the moon, I want to know what the Jews know? I don't care about their sideburns and cheese hats. I literally don't, because the majority of them are just stacking and tracking and clipping and hand rubbing. They're fine. Not a sermon, a spiel, yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, there is a group of people that call themselves Jews that did steal a lot of European history. That is true. The way spells work is they make it so Jews means two completely contradicting things. Which brings us, and we can talk more about the moon in a little bit, but this is like, you know how the news media is always like, breaking news, and then they lie? Did you know that if you look through the top five mass shootings in American history, none of them are true? None? It's like, that's why when you expose hoaxes and people are like, why do you care? Just collect the money and fit in. It's like, don't you think it's really, really good news to young people that the horrors they've been told aren't true? According to the Bible, the synagogue of Satan is those who claim to be Jews and are not. Right, which there's a lot these days. But I don't want to get into it. I just wanted to let you know that there are people that have been tracking the moon for 70,000 cycles. Revolution says fake Jews are evil. Obviously. But they call them, say, but when you say fake Jews, I don't want to get into it. The spell is extremely well crafted. When you say fake Jews, then you're like, oh, so George Soros. Just let it go. There's so much gravy today, I really don't want to talk about it. All right. So that's fascinating. The moon, we've all known that the moon isn't what they say it is, and science is just a gay wizard at this point trying to swim next to a glacier. It's pathetic. And when you're like, yeah, but Tristan at my marketing company won't wake up. Let him go. Let him go. Does not matter. Fair enough. This is great. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's a blast. Biblically, Judah was... I don't want to get into it. I literally don't... Like, the last thing I want to talk about with all this gravy is Jews. There's a group that have a ton of history that are honorable people. I refer to them as the urban Amish. And then there's a group that are literally trying to But, I mean, they call themselves Jews. They're the ones you know the most about. And they're literally trying to dismantle the entire ability to feel joy. But they can't at all. So here we go. Now let's talk about the cause of the Mandela effect. So I've been simmering on the Mandela gravy. And my theory, I've never heard before, but it is a conglomerate of many other theories. So I want to give some credit right now. So I was listening again. I've listened to this one three times now. Sage Akway with, I don't want to get him wrong. Come on. I like giving credit when it's Sage Akway Mandela. One second. Because he's a good dude and he works hard. This other dude. His name is, what's the guy with the Boston accent's name? Like heavy Boston accent. I think it's Brian something. The search results don't work when you're dealing with actual people like Mandela Effect. Hang on a second. Brian Stavely? Yeah, Brian Stavely. Okay, so the theory I have is a conglomeration of a theory I heard from Brian Stavely, Sage Akway, and a series of faceless internet trolls. But they weren't really trolls because now I think some may have a point, but I didn't like how they presented it. Okay, so let's go through the Mandela Effect. The false binary that has been constructed, choose, is the world fake and reality is fluid, which is what a lot of Mandelieu people think? Or is the Mandela Effect complete nonsense and a psyop? Or, you know, whatever. And then you have branches of like CERN and all this stuff. Okay, reality is not fluid. And I can prove that. I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm ready to report. Yeah, Brian Staley. Good dude. That's not Richie from Boston. No, Richie from Boston talked a little smack about the Big Bear, but I think it's just his paranoia. I don't care at all. It's fine. He's probably all right. He's just paranoid like most truthers. They think you know, Santa Claus is a 33-degree Mason. Okay, so let's list off. Let's first establish that it is real. We're all Mandela affected, all of us. I don't care if you say you aren't. You are. Everybody is, and I think I figured out why and how. Okay, let's go through a lot of the Mandela effects that are really, really intense. Ed McMahon. In my memory, he always worked for the Publishers Clearinghouse and would go door to door with a big check. And there's residuals with like Johnny Carson that. In this reality, this is how the Mandela effect people allege it, but I think there's only one reality, but hear me out. And this reality has always worked for like Pacific something. It just sounds like nonsense, right? Okay, next up. C-3PO has always had the Mandela effect. Now all Star Wars, C-3PO always had a silver leg. In my mind, he was completely gold. Okay. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Apparently it was never said. It was now magic mirror on the wall. Nonsense. At the end of Star Wars, you remember when Princess Leia was giving the medal to Luke and the medal to, you know, Han Solo and like kissed him on the cheek. And then she gives a medal to, Chewbacca. Well, now Chewbacca doesn't get a medal. Okay. The Smithsonian, can you guys finish it? The Smithsonian fill in the blank. Let me know. Ready? The Smithsonian, let me know in the comments. I know it's sometimes better because people can just readjust, but the Smithsonian, no, it's not manipulated content. I have a complete theory. The Smithsonian, oh, wait, I know there's a delay. Like, there's a place called the Smithsonian. What's the second word after Smithsonian? South America has been moved on the map, right? I have an institute. It's now institution. And it's never been institute. You understand? That's why, like, Mandela people get so angry at people when they won't acknowledge how insane this is. It's the Smithsonian Institute. But now it forever has always been, in all publications, you'll go back to a 1980 Time Life magazine, it'll say Smithsonian Institution. Right. Okay. So we're right now we're acknowledging that this is a phenomenon, that this isn't just like faulty memory, but I'll get to what I believe. Okay. What does the DEA stand for? Drug Enforcement Agency, right? No, now it's administration. In New York City, there's Grand Central Station, right? No, now it's always been Grand Central Terminal. Sally Fields is now Sally Field. Christopher Reeves is now Christopher Reeve. He's never been Reeves. Just hear me out. I'm giving you a series of them so you understand that this is a phenomenon. One of agency. No, and now it's administration. Or no, now, yeah, administration. Never been agency. Agency. Nope. And if you go back in records, even in books from your attic, it's always been administration. There's a payoff to this. I'm not just here to scare you. That's why I don't talk about it much, because unless I understand it, there's no reason to keep people in this state. And I don't believe it's a psyop. I know it's real, but I also don't believe that reality is at all fluid. And I'll get to it. What? This is crazy. WTF is Grand Central Station. Nothing. All right. Joel Osteen is now Joe Osteen. Oh, there's a ton that revolve around spelling, but I don't spell, so I don't care. Like Julius Irving and Kyrie Irving, now they have different spellings of their name. If you told me his name was spelled with a U, I'd believe you. I'm terrified. That's funny. It's like, I don't know how to spell. So with the exception of this one, because I always had trouble with this one, I don't know how to spell. I mean, I can spell, but... And I think it's helped me because I'm very auditory, and I really think spelling does mess with people's minds. So I'm glad I don't like spelling. But Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-N-A. There was always that N that I never understood. It's now Dilemma without an N. Johnny Walker is now Johnny with an I-E, not a Y. Okay, what did Hannibal Lecter say to Clarice? Anybody? Hello, Clarice, right? Now he doesn't say hello, Clarice. What did the bike thief say when he got beat up with the Rodney King stuff? What did Rodney King say when, yeah, hello, Clarice. Now he says good morning. I'm dead serious. Just hear me out. Hello, Clarice. He's never said hello, Clarice, in any movie now, even if it's VHS. What did Rodney King say? What did Rodney King say? Hello, Clarice. No, he's never said it now. And Gravy, yeah. But I think I figured it out. Because I've been studying this now for a while. Can't we all just get along? No. Now he says, can we just get along? Can't we all just get along? No. Now, in this reality now, it's the same reality. I'll get to it. Can we all just... Right. We all got that wrong. Okay. These were the two that woke me up to what I really think it is. Because two of the biggest ones that affected Mike Williams, Sage Akwe, and Brian Stanley were We Are the Champions by Queen. That in this reality, it's like, we are the champions. And then it just stops the song. And in their minds, it's of the world. That the song ended with Of the World, right? And they were both like, yeah, it's always been Of the World. It's never been, it never just ends with We Are the Champions and then dies off, right? And the other one is, it's the city I live in, the city of angels. And they're like, now it's City of Angel. It's not City of Angels. It's the city I live in, the city of angel. It's not media manipulation. No. I think I got this. I think I got it figured out. But these are the two that got me. Okay, so we are the champions. Dun, dun. And now it just ends. It never stopped Of the World. No, it did stop. And I'll get to that. And the city I live in, the city of angels. No, it was Angel. Okay, this is what I think happens. Let me first start off by saying I know that there isn't fluid reality, and it's because every single Mandela effect, and there's more, you know, the heart used to be on the left side, now it's in the middle, you know, where the Panama Canal is moved, where, okay, I get it. Every single example is mass knowledge, whether it's movies. Okay, here's another big one. The straw man now has a gun in Wizard of Oz. He now just has a gun. Right? Okay, hear me out. So, I do actual science, not what scientists claim. I start looking for patterns. I start doing experiments. I have theories. I test theories, yada, yada, yada. So, what I said last time I covered this is, does anybody have any Mandela effects that ever happened in their personal life? None. The smallest scale that I've ever seen is someone's town having like a street change, like a street name change in a town that a lot of people are like, yeah. But in your life, let me talk about my life. So again, if you approach it like science without emotion, so I'm like, I'm not scared if the reality is fluid. It doesn't affect me. So I'm like, okay, if reality is fluid, then my day, there will be details changing. Because every single Mandela effect, and it, right now, some people are so emotionally as elevated that they don't, they're probably already not tuning out. They're like, the straw man has a gun. They're just, hear me out. I actually remember the gun. Yeah, see, that's what snaps you out of it sometimes. Is like, so I'm extremely musical, right? I can play Bach by ear. I also, my dad taught rhetoric, so I understand tension and release with words. Growing up, when I heard Queen, We Are the Champions, I always remembered, since the 80s, since I first heard it as a kid, and I studied it and I thought about it a lot, that when they trailed off, it was an incredible amount of tension. And I was like, because I didn't see it as a fan. I wasn't viewing it as a fan. I wasn't in alpha state. I wasn't hypnotized. Because everything we're listening, you view in a hypnotized state. Whether it's books hypnotize you, repetitive eye movement. You know, when you say, are you getting sleepy with an eye, right? This is what you do when you read. Same with City I Live In, the City of Angel. Because when I first heard it, you know, I'm very lyrical. I'm very musical. I started thinking, what angel? Like, which angel? So I was snapped out of the alpha state. And then, so I wake up in the morning. I've been doing this now for a while. I've been really paying attention to the details in my life. So I get up. I think about the color of the chair, the color of the bedspread, my wife's name and birthday. I'm serious. You know, one of my goats we call chocolate and the other marshmallow because of where the spots are on their head, right? One has a white spot. So, you know, like where everything is in my life. I have one pair of boots with no laces in it, one pair, you know. And so I'm looking at the details of my life nonstop for like the last month. And not only has nothing changed, not even close. There's not been one thing. Because before, I'm like, maybe I just didn't notice it. Maybe it's so small. It's like, no, if Mandela was real, if our reality was actually fluid, there would be, like, this knife thing would just be, like, purple one day, you know? And so I'm looking at the sizes of my clothes, you know, the order of my hoodies. Like, I don't usually think like this. I'm usually big picture Benjamin, right? So I start concluding, and I can conclude, that if every single Mandela effect has to do with mass consciousness and not your personal life, none, not one, and Tunes, right, but Looney Tunes, Cap'n Crunch, all that stuff, none is in your life. Like, nobody's like, I woke up today and my wife spells her name differently. Yeah, like Franco Colombo, right? That's completely true, right? And so I've been paying attention now for a while as to this. And so this was a theory that Brian Stanley had that Mike Williams agreed with that I also believe is true. So this is how I'm starting to meld these theories. This part I didn't come up with, but it's very necessary. So they believe in this, and I trust these guys. They're honest people. That reality is fluid, right? But they believe that our memories are stored somewhere else, not in our mind. I also believe that that's true. I think our mind is a receiver, like our brain, our physical brain is a receiver, because science has never found where memories are. And brain damage, what it is, it's more like dumping water on a computer that can't connect to the internet. And I also, this is a little more theoretical than what I just described with my reality not being fluid, but there is, in my view, there is mass consciousness. So when they say iCloud, connect to the cloud, I believe because our pineal gland has similar crystals that's in a cell phone. So what they, and I'll get to who they is, I have a very interesting theory on that one. They mimic reality in an upside down way. So the iCloud is just cloud normally. Now, something I'm even more theoretical about is that there's some consciousness in clouds. That's one of the reasons why I think you see them spraying stuff. But anyway, every Mandela effect is something that everyone knows and sees. It's nothing in your life. The human mind has a natural ability to solve problems and correct mistakes. So when art is, this is my theory, and I'm not saying that I'm 100% right, but this is the only thing that makes sense so far. In our personal life, we have a different connection, and I don't quite know where memories are stored or whatever, but it's not in the brain. That's why transhumanism is so wrong. They can't figure out how to put skills or memories or take memories in someone's brain besides giving them ether to wipe their brain out. Okay, just here. I know this is getting a little out there, but you have to understand it all together, or else I can't just say, well, then why are we changing hello, Clarice, and, you know, Luke, I'm your father, or all this stuff. So when we witness a movie or a song, we are the champions, dun dun, and then nothing comes after. The part of our mind that's collective consciousness starts fixing it. And we have no awareness of this. So if enough people feel like something's off about something, they start tinkering. And so then our collective cloud that we access based on mass consciousness, and a lot of, and I think this happens when you view the media in a alpha state, not a beta state, when there's less hertz, that this is approved science, when your mind goes slower. That's why they do like the spinning wheels whenever there's a news thing about to break. Dun, 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 and then they spin the wheel to hypnotize you. when we view something like Wizard of Oz or something like this that we all know, we fix it. Like the straw man shouldn't have a gun. You know, like mirror, mirror on the wall is better than magic mirror on the wall. Can't we all just get along is much better. And this coming from a guy who knows it was Grand Central Station. The Smithsonian Institute. I'm not denying that when I access my memories, that's what it is. But the fact, and I challenge any Mandela effect person who like believes the world is fluid to show me when it happens in your life without collective consciousness. Because all these things are only connected to things that like a billion people have processed. And they slowly, and that's where residuals come in. Because as a comedian, where does creativity go? I don't know. This is a big enough jump, guys. Just let me finish this one out. As a comedian, when I mock, because a lot of residuals for Mandela Effect are in mockery, in Wayne's World, in Johnny Carson makes fun of his buddy Ed McMahon by saying he works for, Publishers Sweepstakes or whatever. With a big check that says Publishers Clearinghouse or whatever on it. You know, Golden Girls mocked it, all that, right? Mockery, the creative element of mockery starts mocking that which is better. Okay, here's a perfect example of how this works. And it's an illusion. It's tough to wrap your brain around. Because in my memory, Chewbacca got a medal. In my memory, C-3PO was always gold. In my memory, you know, but it's like none of my memories about anything personal have anything like this in them. You know, so it feels like you're watching a magic trick. And I don't think it's the elite doing it. I think that when someone creates something like, if you build it, they will come, is literally better writing than he will come. Because at the time of the movie, they were trying to attract the baseball players. He will come doesn't make as much sense. You know, so the color magenta doesn't exist. Collective soul, right? All right. And this is whatever it's called. Clear out. It's I'm Ed McMahon and blah, blah. That reality is different now. Smithsonian Institute, not institution, right? So I would be open to thinking that reality is fluid. Like, I'm not scared. But my scientific trial and error has led me to believe that isn't true because it's never happened in my life. No tiny detail of my morning or afternoon or anything, like the colors of my alpacas don't change, where the lock on the thing is, like where I accidentally squirted milk on the side of a wall, of my shed wall, there was like mold growing in that streak. I looked at the arc of the streak. Like I'm paying attention to everything. Magenta does not exist. So the spectrum of light goes from basically red to purple, right? Red to purple. Because the way light works is it goes from radio waves, which is very, very low frequency. They're huge waves. And then the next one would be infrared, which is heat. And those are a little faster. And then comes visible light, which is a tiny spectrum. And then comes ultraviolet, light, which is past purple, ultraviolet, and then comes X-ray, then gamma, right? Which is okay, so the actual light spectrum is a straight line. It goes from red to purple. Our eyes don't work that way. With the rods and the cones, we make a color wheel. So when colors combine to make other colors, it doesn't work on a line. In our mind, in our eye, it becomes a wheel. So they combined, our mind combines red and purple to make magenta in a circle that doesn't exist in reality. Okay, this is the light spectrum in our mind. That's it in reality. Red to purple. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, right? Violet and red in our mind create magenta, which does not exist in the world. We have created it in our mind. Magenta doesn't exist. Well, I mean, it exists. You can see magenta, but the color creation was in your processor, not in reality. There is no frequency of magenta. And so that is what I believe. This is my theory. Because Mandela Effect has been really intriguing me for a while now. Because in my mind, there is no question that C-3PO is gold. I mean, but the thing that snapped me out of it was the non-alpha, the beta thinking about we are the champions and the city of angel. Because as a lyricist and a musician, I found it interesting and I thought about it in my conscious mind. So it didn't start correcting. At no point was I correcting it. Because that's what we all, we're creative. We're very creative and we correct things in our mind. And then as a mass consciousness, we slowly correct problems. Because I believe that's the fear porn that the earth can ever die or that they can poison the earth or what are we doing? No, if we stop inputting, the earth naturally heals. It's a perfect closed system. The biblical evil is here, fact. But the system itself, it's like a garden that you just let go. It will heal itself. We don't have an ability of destroying nature. Which brings me to my final point. Isn't this good gravy? Because that's why I don't just talk about Mandela Effect unless I have something to add, because it makes people very, very agitated. Because some of these things are we're so confident that it is what we remember. Like, and then it's so frustrating when someone else is just like, oh yeah, no, I mean, like you can say Smithsonian, they say Institute, and I go, no, it was Institution. They go, oh, I guess it was. And you're like, that doesn't affect you? It's like the way out of it, the reason it's not scientifically accurate is because it's different for everyone. And it's all about what have you processed with your conscious mind versus your subconscious mind. The straw man should never have had a gun. That makes no sense. Why would the straw man have a gun? So while you're watching The Wizard of Oz, you're almost like making the gun go away. And it's like the mass consciousness that we access from our computer brain, our hardware, is what creates the Mandela Effect. This is better than most college lectures. Yes. The average college professor is 30 IQ points dumber than me and also a liar. They lie for a living. So why wouldn't this be better? Sorry to sound a little cocky. My dad's a professor. I really can't stand college lecturers. This is solid gravy or do I mean liquid? Right. It's liquid gravy. Okay, so this next little piece of gravy, I got to give a shout out to Sophia Smallstorm. Because this is where, like when it comes to comedy specific jokes, I'm very protective. Where I'm like, no, Dave Chappelle, that's my joke. Because we craft a joke, someone steals it. It's basically like stealing someone's livelihood. But thoughts, we build on top of each other. We're all standing on the shoulders of giants. And sometimes, when people get protective, you know, like fancy pants and lollipops, that's basically a way where someone says that, I think, oh, that guy listens to me. It's kind of like when I say so-called blacks or so-called whites, someone's like, oh, that dude probably listens to Chronicles of Judah 144. And then the trolls say, everyone says so-called blacks, allegedly. And I'm like, we all know I got, like, it started rubbing off because it's a cool way of saying it. Like, one thing that Quantum of Conscious rubbed off on me was truth drop. I'd never heard that. It's a great phrase. I use it all the time now. Because we're all building our language, our ability to communicate better. Like Crow 777, calling the sky a sky clock instead of astrology, changed my entire life. Because in my mind, astrology is stupid. It's for dumb girls or witches. Sky clock is like, oh, you look up at the constellation and you can figure out what season you're in. Brilliant. Changed my entire life. No, I mean, that's a little intense. But same with fear porn. I'd never heard that until Crow 777. It goes on and on and on. Gamma male, Vox Dead, he created that. The things we've created. No one's having more fun than us. Fancy Pants and Lollipops. We've popularized the Grabber, even though it was first penned by The Onion. But see, okay, so I'm just trying to show you how these things work. So Sophia Smallstorm was analyzing the underground elite projects in near Tennessee. This there was like this, I don't quite remember the name of the actual project, but there was this pass and like five people died total. So they spent like billions of dollars over many years to construct a tunnel. And in that process, like three giant nuclear reactors disappeared. They had all this stuff for railways that just disappeared. All these caves, one of which was so big that you could fly a small plane inside that the public used to access, now all closed because of like some bat, you know. And so you see the pattern that clearly there's underground tunnels and giant places where people can live being constructed. And then you look more and more at it and you realize that it's pretty obvious at this point that there is a subterranean, basically Hades, this underworld that the elites are creating for when the world goes to hell and everyone starts dying and they go under there with their saunas and infinite light sources from nuclear energy. And Mike Williams had a great insight that a lot of these bagmen, a lot of the George Soros types that aren't really in control, but are selling out their own people for a ticket into this paradise, will do whatever, you know, whatever they can to get a spot, you know, for when the great plague or the nuclear holocaust or whatever the world ending thing is. And then they get to go in here, unlimited light, paradise, you know, opulence, marble everywhere. And I believe that's true, that they have that underground. Here's the thing. It's hell. Okay, so that's why I called this Endgame for Elites, right? When they say the meek shall inherit the earth, I've been thinking about that a lot. I think there's a good chance that the quote-unquote elites, this is the problem with the elites, the problem with Lucifer, and when you really believe the Bible, or you really believe the Quran or the Torah, it's tough for some people to understand, but the basic story of the Quran and the Bible and the Torah, you know, it's not as far off. I'm Christian, but it's like you still have the God and the devil. And that's why, hear me out, this is another far-fetched thing, and Lucifer and the temptation, and you have a lot of similar patterns. You know how we always say they? They, what are they doing? I'm going to start saying he, and I'll tell you why. Because it dawned on me that the Baphomet, Baal, Osiris, there's a Pan, all these names for the same deity, the one who tricked, the trickster, the one, the tempter, the worm, you know, it's a hermaphrodite. You know, that's how it appears. It's the Baphomet is like a breasted goat with a wean, you know. As these times are going on, what is one of the big pronouns they're trying to introduce? They. Don't call me he or she, call me they. I believe they is the devil. So when people say they are making, no, I'm going to start saying he. He. I'm not going to acknowledge his pronoun choice. I don't care if the Baphomet thinks he can put boobs on him and a goat head. And no, he. Human beings don't profit from any of this. He. What are they up to? What are they doing at CERN? What are they doing in the banks? Well, I'll show you a bunch of mind-dead scientists desperately trying to get grants. That's not the root of evil. They is he. And he and her are trying to create a new pronoun, they. And so we keep saying they. Who's they? You know, is it the Jews? Is it the Jesuits? Is it the Satanists? Is it Hollywood? They is one dude. He. And he rebelled against God. So here's the thing. So he has created this grand trick because he can't rule us without constructs, without thinking that the moon, and for those of you just joining, the moon is translucent. Rewind this and watch it from the beginning. It's mind-blowing. BB, he is God. God is the only one in control. You're missing the point, but that's fine. So they is a trans pronoun. Okay, so what was I talking about before someone was a church hand? Bible lawyer. Oh, he. No, Big Bear. You're missing it. Just please listen for a second. That makes sense. Yeah. And dude, this is gravy hypothesis. But just think about they. We can't track they. Who's they? And then you see one trans Baphomet type human say, I go by they. And I'm like, boom. So I believe they have created a giant underground paradise, right? The only problem is it isn't paradise. We can come up with another it. Maybe we should call it, because maybe that bear has a slight point that he, the Most High, but like it, which is just, I'm not acknowledging they anymore. It can only rule us when we're under a false assumption. It can only rule us and scare us and tyrannize us when we believe that the earth is a spinning ball and the moon and a big bang. It can only rule when they completely control the environment. Well, here's the problem. The world was created by God, the Most High, not it. And so when we're above the underworld, we can see the sun, we can see the moon, we always have an ability to repent, be forgiven, and thrive, right? The underworld, it will fail. It will become Hades because these idiot elites to think that they can outthink God the Most High, that they can outthink creation itself, they can outthink nature, which cannot be destroyed. These morons, and I mean morons because it's tragic, because they're still human, they can still be saved. These morons think that they can destroy the world with coronavirus or nuclear bombs. Dude, the amount of fakery, when you understand the level of deception, and it's all it. There's people at NASA that believe they're going to the moon, right? So it has created all these fears, and the elites, the high elite, the ones with so much power that they can make 3 million-pound nuclear reactors disappear into the earth outside of Tennessee and no one asks any questions, right? They control the media, the narrative, all that. Okay, they're the most deceived. So they think that they can end it like Chernobyl and all these hoaxes. They believe in the Big Bang. They believe that God is to be overthrown. You can't end nature. Set off every bomb in the world. Send out all your pandemics. Give it 1,000 years. You'll see a frog. You'll see a deer. You can't. So they will go into the underworld of Hades. There may already be one, guys. This is probably, nothing's new under the sun. This may be happening over and over again. They may have cracked the code for eternal life. Not the eternal life of the Bible, but the eternal life of the transhuman, right? And guess what? Those doors at those caves will be locked. And the eternity, the paradise that they thought they were given, will become hell. And just like in the movie WALL-E, When the humans flee the destroyed world, that's why some of these movies, man, there's a lot of truth in them. The real truth drop of WALL-E isn't that humans will destroy the world and they have to leave. No, the truth drop of WALL-E is when they came back, it was fine. All they had to do was stop. All they had to do is stop sinning and speak the truth, and all the green came back. But they were so fat and degraded because they went to paradise as they thought. But it was not paradise. It was a living hell, and the only thing that saved them was WALL-E, which was the metaphor for Christ. That WALL-E, this outside force, saves these obese, You know, people are like, no, how dare you, Disney? No, truth is truth. It may have been made for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. It may have been made to push environmentalism, Council of Rome, humans are a virus. Okay, the main thing is that as bad as it could ever get, when they came back, it was fine. There was deer, there was green grass, and they had to their eyes opened up again because the paradise they thought they created for themselves made them obese, baby-eating, incestual wretches. And that's what the elite are facing when they lock that door and they think they can create a new sun. They've tried to patent a sun. Do you guys know that? And some truthers don't understand God. They don't understand the Most High. They think that that's a fake sun. No, they're trying to make their own sun for Hades. This is what I believe. We're going off the rails on the gravy train. All right, that's the gravy for today. People in the 1800s thought that cave-dwelling people were hiding beneath Earth. It's seen over and over and over and over and over again. The underworld, Hades, River Styx, Gollum. It's constant. The Eye of Sauron, the Eye of Sauron, that's Osiris, Saturn. the one eye, but yet he has two eyes, the liar. When you go against God, and dude, this isn't churchy and shit. I understand. I've tried to go to some churches, and I don't feel God in there. I just want to get out of there. I understand people being against religion. I understand people reading the Bible and twisting it and perverting it in ways that it's unimaginable, and you think that they're... No, read the scriptures. You know, it's like... That is true. And it's like there is no escaping the Most High. You can't recreate this earth and hate. Imagine going in that door with your family because you've served the Eye of Sauron so good that you've been promised paradise and the door locks. And they have a fake moon in there, a fake sun. They patented it. With all these nuclear reactors, they can mimic it. It's a mimicry. It's the upside down. It's the true upside down. It's the literal upside down. BB the master of crazy connections. Yeah. Underworld and overworld. All right, I'm going to read some mail. Their paradise will become their prison. It already is. It already is. Because when you're operating on all these false assumptions, the world is a very, very stressful, depressing, and scary place. And the way evil works is they make you beg for it. They make you beg for it. If you don't beg for it, it doesn't come. They can't inflict. The devil must make you believe that all these tricks and hoaxes and horrors and temptations and material, all this stuff is so real that women in our generation are killing their own babies in their womb because of global warming. That's the trick. They make you do it. They don't rip the baby out of your womb. They make you beg for it. They make you say, I can't bring a child into this world because we are destroying it. That's a lie. And you just killed your baby because you believed the devil. They don't just kick in your door. One of the big... And this is where courage comes in and bravery comes in. I know this because I'm not dead. I said a lot of truths with a name, with hundreds of thousands of YouTube followers, with, you know, all this fear being sent at me, and I'm still here. I thought there was a chance someone was going to kill me. And it was like, well, it's that or I agree that trans children is beautiful. And it was like those little moments of like, fuck it. Literally, it's not even that like heroic. Part of it was a little bit like, fuck them. You know, at that moment, it wasn't like my pineal gland opening up to Jesus Christ and God saving me and seeing that. No, I'm just being honest, man. I was just like, fuck them. Let's see them try. And looking back, I'm like, okay, so if I'm still here, if I'm still crushing, if 7,000 people are watching me right now still, what the hell are people scared of? Like, the whole thing is a ghost story. And it's so funny because it wasn't, sometimes I wrestle with it. People, you know, my story is inspiring with the trans kid stuff and standing up to Hollywood, but sometimes I feel like a twinge of a fraud. Not a fraud, but people don't know that part of it was just the absolute disdain for their threats. Now, I'm not going to call it self-destructive, but like part of it was just raw trauma-driven masculinity that was like, fuck you, try. And it happened after I realized who I was dealing with and what their endgame was. All right, let's open some packages. Let's rewatch. Let's rewatch the moon. It's unbelievable. Oh, here's another thing. Let me just, now that you've heard my, the Jews call it a spiel, the Christians call it a sermon, the atheists call it a lecture. I don't care. It's all the same thing. It's a bunch of words that get you fired up. They can't fake what they don't understand. Now that we're suing Patreon, it's so easy to see how much we overthink the evil and wicked people of this world. They're trying to mimic the moon and the sun without even knowing what they are. So in the underworld, in these caves, and I definitely believe that they're there. Oh, we will create our own moon and our own... You don't know what it is because you're so arrogant, you're not even paying attention. They believe their own lies. How do you mimic what you don't understand? What you haven't thought through? What you haven't been shown by the grace of God? And you can't destroy the world. Look at what's happening to these gay wizards. Antarctica's glaciers are melting so fast you can swim in them in a Speedo. Even as someone who spends most of her time thinking about climate change, it's easy for me to forget about the looming danger of changes. You can't do anything like that. Nothing's new under the sun, and you will be born and you will die. And when you die, this world will not be harmed. You can set off all your bombs and release all your coronaviruses, and it can cause momentary destruction. But after your dust, it'll be fine. Like, accept it. That's the irony of the atheist, is they're so pathetic, but so arrogant. It's like they think they're nothing. Billions of grains of sand on the beach. There's more stars and you're nothing. The Big Bang and evolution was just plasma and goo and mistakes. And okay, but out of that, they're like, I can destroy the world. No, you can't. All you can do is misguide the youth. All you can do is destroy yourself and degrade your soul. Our brain is a processor that's connected to up. It's not, your memory isn't right here. It's up there. That's why one thing that's been really blowing my mind recently is how important health is. Like me really dialing in to not eating sugar and drinking better water and detoxing and stuff, it's like my processor is going faster. And it's not like, it's like all it is it's accepting more. That's all it is. And it's like, wow, that's more mind-blowing to me than some of this heavy-duty gravy, because it's like, it's always been here. It's always, this truth is right here. It's undeniable. Okay, let's witness the moon, gravy, and I'll open some mail.
Right there, that's Mars, folks. It's not going behind the moon. You can see Mars right there. Mars is supposed to be transitioning behind the moon, and it's right there. It is so cold here this morning. Yeah, there's Mars right there. It's twinkling. Right in behind the moon there, folks. go inside. My hands are frozen. But there's Mars. It's supposed to be transitioning behind the moon. It's supposed to reappear at a certain time. And, of course, it's behind the moon, and the moon is transparent. You can see Mars right there in the middle. All right, folks. Bullshit scientists can tell their own stories to somebody else. I'm tired of them. Alrighty, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Do you see why I don't even want to debate people about fake space stations? And you can't land on the moon. It's so dumb. And Crow predicted that 5 years ago, that if you track Mars in that exact location, you would be able to see Mars with that color of the crescent. And people want to call Neil deGrasse Tyson a scientist. So there's still going to be people that's like, how dare you? Like, they're a little scared, but they're thinking about fleeing to their underground layers. And then the meek shall inherit the earth. Man's a legend. Yeah, I'm going to plug him again. His name is Mikey Smith, / horizontally opposed with a Z. Moon is transparent. ... Mars inner crust and other anomalies. Let me see if it's gotten some views since we've been... Nice. Oh, great. 84 thumbs up, only one thumbs down. The beast hasn't been alerted yet. But imagine, like, knowing this stuff and having someone try and pitch you the lie now. It doesn't... It's so dumb. And then the beast shrinks. People are so scared that the beast is going to start thrashing. And it's like, oh, don't scare the beast. Because now the beast is going to have to do even more. No, the beast becomes... It can either be your complete prison guard, or it can be one of those little Mexicans in Vegas that are just handing out flyers. You want to go with girls? You want girls? Yeah, you just go, no, get out of here, grab her. They go, oh, hey, you know, they're desperately trying to trick you. Without the trick, there's no power. None. 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 It's like, but my precious money. Wait till the money breaks. May not happen. That's the thing. If you understand what money is, honestly, we might have it's just not as scary as people think. If something fails, you can start a new method of barter. How would we do it? Well, if you read the Bible and you actually have a community with neighbors, it's kind of outlined. Okay, let's read some letters and I'll call it a day. And share this. This is clean. I did say a hard F. I had two hard Fs. Has anyone seen Norm Macdonald's about the astronaut that didn't get famous? No, but he did make fun of Antarctica recently. Someone asked him about Antarctica and he goes, Antarctica, it claims to be a continent. All right. I'll read first paragraph of each because of my voice. Money is debt. Money is... It's a trick. It's not debt. I mean, it's technically... Whatever. Big Bear, I've been watching your show on the YouTubes for the past 3 years. I love the random rants you get on. It really makes me think and expand my mind. I'm glad that you are still on the web despite the constant global homo attacks from SJWs. Yeah, it's like, what's more of a trick than homosexuality? It's like, vagina, it's where life comes from. Really, really great sex. You know, the result is offspring and posterity and lineage. Nah, anus. The underworld, it's the same, it's fractal. The anus is Hades. Why don't you dive into the anus, see what happens? Why don't you dive into your underground paradise? Oh, we can trick the vagina. We can have all the pleasure we want, but none of the responsibility. Give me the anus. Yeah, enjoy the diapers and the hepatitis, moron. I have 3 kids and have been crushing since 2013 as a structural engineer. That's what my wife got her master's in. Keep at it. Americans need a masculine voice in this feminized culture being pushed by the controllers. Yeah, well, a lot of them will go to their underground lair and we won't have to deal with it anymore. The real reason I was compelled this letter was due to me coming to the realization as to why vaccines are being pushed on the population. There was a video leaked by the Pentagon showing there is a vaccine that is designed to modify human behavior, more specifically the people who are religious. The vaccine is designed to surpass... And by the way, anything that's leaked by the Pentagon, don't trust it. Like, for example, let me just... The project was called FunVax. Yeah, yeah. Vaccine is poison. Doesn't matter. Let me explain something real quick. Like Snowden. You want to know why Snowden existed? And I got to give a shout out to... Who came up with some of this? I heard it on Sage Aquay. I want to give a shout out. Oh, I know who it was. It was Colbert Report. I don't listen to a lot of it because he does get a little down. I'm just giving my recommendation. I'm no offense. The dude's a genius. But he was talking about the... I even wrote it down because I want to share it with the Bears. The reason Snowden's leak happened, and I think he's dead on the money, it has to do with the Panopticon. So when Snowden's still an agent, he's still a spy. He was never a whistleblower. So he revealed the metadata leak. 10 years earlier, it was already revealed that the government was openly listening to people's conversations from actual whistleblowers, like real whistleblowers. Not snowed in. So his reveal and the mass push of the media, there's a point to it. The metadata made it so people didn't react as big to the fact that they can just listen. They can watch you on your TV, smart TV, whatever. It's called the Panopticon. Was that what it's called? The Panopticon. It was developed by the Fabian Society, which were the original communist Luciferian types, because Fabius successfully beat back Hannibal in the Second Punic War by just sniping and passive aggression and trickery and all this stuff. So that's where the Fabian Society got their inspiration. But it's the ultimate prison. The ultimate prison that they designed. Because here's the thing. The grains of sand on the beach, billions and billions, all that, that's us. And the amount of controllers is like 9 gay guys on rollerblades. So the only way to control everybody is to make them think they're always being watched. This was developed in the 1800s. None of this is new. The Panopticon was the ultimate prison where there's a center tower with black windows. And so you could never see the guards. And so at any place you were in the prison, you could be being watched, but you did not know. It's the same with closed circuit TV cameras in all these stores and stuff. 95% of them aren't plugged in. They don't even work. You just put a camera up there. Because the possibility of being watched is enough to make people act like they're being watched. Because they don't have the ability. And even if they did, what are they going to do with the info? At any given time, they can be listening to your phones. They can be, you know, if your phone is off and the battery's out, they can still listen to you. That's true. So it's a Panopticon. The whole point is mass mind control, mass. They don't have the ability, the resources, or even if they got info and recordings, no one cares. There's nothing they can do. What they can do is isolate certain dissidents, you know, certain people in their world that are trying to, you know, whether it's like Hussein or one of these guys, they're trying to challenge, and they can, they can track you with your cars, turn off the engine, all that shit. But with the amount of people that exist, the Panopticon, they realized they didn't even have to put a guard up there ever. They just put a blacked window. And so then you use your mind against yourself. So the black window means it's as bad as you can possibly imagine, that there's always someone there watching you and they don't even have to put anyone in there. And so the release of Snowden, it's kind of like this stuff where it's like, oh, they're coming at the highly religious, the vaccines, and maybe, I don't know, doesn't matter. The release that happens into any media, whether it's like the coronavirus, even the truther blogs are completely compromised, where it's like way more death than China's saying, and it's turning your kids gay, and because they know that there's going to be people that seek out the real story and then get scared. The entire game is to scare you and make you act like a slave. That's it. BB, you should really do the sketch about the boomer deep state agent clumsily trying to do false flags. I know. I really should. Fear the unknown. Exactly. So when you see stuff like this where it's like, especially when it's highly, highly specific to you and there's no evidence. This is what the evidence is. Vaccines contain mercury and fetal cells. There's definitely a correlation between them and autism. And they also have dead cancer cells in them. Don't take them. Everything else, don't trust. You know, it's like the vaccines, you know, in 20 years, you'll suck a dude's ween. You don't know that? I don't know that. What you know is what they say on the label. On current vaccines, one of the warnings is autism. They tell you this war is so much bigger than you think. Aluminum, right, exactly. It's spiritual. They need you to beg for your own destruction or else the devil doesn't win anything. The devil's entire, he or it, let's call him it. He wants to have a fun pronoun, they. No, it. Trans people hate when you call him it. I'm not a he. Okay, it. No, they. No, it. It needs you to beg for your own destruction. It needs you to kill your own baby because of nonsense. Both my kids were vaccinated. Onward. What am I doing in response? Growing and creating as healthy of food as possible, and they're both doing really well. None of this is a prison sentence. None of it. And God forbid anything even happens. It's like it's all under God. You know, it's like we're just doing the best we can. It's the fear. You don't think the fact that my first son had full rounds of vaccines until he was like 1.5, and that could potentially trigger cancer when he's 25, that could mess with me on a deep level. It doesn't, because I know my intentions were always good. I know that whatever comes our way will be okay. I know that every challenge is a blessing. I know that the irony of the vaccine stuff is we probably have overcompensated for the vaccines when it comes to raw milk, greens, sunlight, you know, homestead living, no television. I bet he's healthier than he would have been without vaccines, without that wake-up call where we could have just been giving him freaking sugar and cartoons. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't know the end game. Fear keeps you in this state of like, nah, it's coming, it's coming. No. No, that'll get you to run into the Hades. The cure will be out by then. It's not a death sentence. It's one brick in the wall of health. You know, it's like aluminum and deodorant and this chemical in makeup and this chemical in this and depression and anxiety. It's almost like Batman where it all, if you do enough of it and you're blind with enough of this stuff, where you're scared of asteroids and you think that, you know, Owen's a big kook for doing a detox. It's like eventually it'll spark a cancer. It'll spark something, but it's fine. My son has autism. We are okay. Yeah. And there's a lot of hope. No, for me, it's not even the autism. It was the cancer threat. But even autism, there's a lot of hope for it that with detoxing and healthy living and time, it can be really managed and actually you can develop abilities that others don't have. All right. Let's continue. You know, if you beat yourself up, nothing happens. If you're like, how was I so blind? Even if you've had an abortion, the hardest part is admitting it's murder. You don't have to go to jail. It's like, that's so hard on a woman. But forgive yourself. Let God forgive you. Beg. You know, pray. And then move on. Like, because once it hits you, you get more discerning. You get more aware of the dark. Like, when you're like, God, what have I done? I was tricked into murdering my own baby. That's a growing, because that baby's back with God. You don't kill babies. You make a mistake. You don't get to like have your baby here. But that baby's back with God. Sorry, Catholics, but you don't have to sprinkle freaking water on it for it to get back to God. So, you know, when you face it, you can be like, wow, there's real evil in this world. Look at what I did. Look at what they made me do. And then from there, you grow. And that baby that you murdered in your belly, back with God. But you don't get to enjoy your child. And it's on you. You know? And it's so tragic to not be able to be around your children. Dear Owen, my name is Phil. And I'm a 20.5 Rogental Englishman living in Berlin, Germany. This is my first communication to you and the Bears, though I've been watching your streams for well over a year and have been a subscriber to Unauthorized.tv for about 4 months. Normally, I like to just sit back and enjoy the music, comedy, and gravy that you and the Bears provide so well, but I felt moved to write to you to say, firstly, how much I enjoy your streams and all the content that you and the Bears make, and secondly, how you have inspired me to make a serious change in my life. I guess I should first briefly explain my situation and how I want to change it. I'm an artist by trade, though I do not earn much, and if I do, it is sporadic. I have a property back in my hometown of London, England, which I rent out and provides me with enough financial support for me to rent a small flat and studio where I can paint my pictures. Love it. Dude, it's how you make money work for you. We're sacrificing babies at a rate the pagans couldn't even imagine. Stop saying we. I get it. I've done the same thing. But we aren't. It is. There's no we, and there's no they when it comes to evil. It's it. We aren't sacrificing babies. We're doing everything we can to protect them. Because when you say that, I know it sounds innocuous, harmless, but it's like, that's putting out a spell that we are killing babies and we aren't. It's demoralizing to people. We are doing good. While this setup seemed great at the time, it led to a situation where I had to be my own boss, which called for a lot of self-motivation and self-discipline. Oh, that's why I don't drink, my friend. Which I had been seeming to lack more and more as the years went on. Yeah, it's the ironic, you know, curse of the wealthy. The wealthy in time, where it's like idle time. It was thanks to your streams and your pearls of wisdom that I realized that my lack of self-motivation was stemming from a lack of true purpose, and that purpose can only be provided by having, raising, and providing for a family of one's own. For example, I remember you saying that after marrying Amy and having Walter, you were filled... I can't read the whole thing, my friend, but I'll read a little more. You're filled with so much motivation and purpose, and with that, you managed to overcome so many obstacles and hardships, build a homestead, and create a new source of income with the Bear community and Unauthorized.tv. I've seen this unfold over the past year or so, and it really is a true inspiration. You had been saying to all of us to marry and have children for so long. In my head, I was saying, yeah, I will once I'm ready or once I have enough money. But now, this is so insightful. He owns a flat in London. The cheapest possible flat in London is probably £800,000. Even he is like, when I get enough money. So let's say you have 30 grand in debt, 2 grand in the bank, a woman who loves you. You have enough money. But now I realize that the family must come first, then the motivation to provide for the... No. God comes first. Don't use your family as a motivator. To provide for your family will come, which will then... No, true love and obedience to God is what sparks it. You know, if you just have a baby, that doesn't necessarily... All right, which will then inspire to greater things. You just have to jump in, yeah, yes, you're right about that, and commit, and even if it, because if you might be poorer in money, you will have so much richer in family and spirit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, poor in money just means poorer in non-debt. No, I don't know. It is because of this realization that I have now decided to leave Berlin and move back to my homeland of England, find a wife and have children. I have other things in mind as to how I provide for them and what sort of husband, father I will be. But I will feel once I'm married with children and with God's, there you go, and with God's blessing, the way will become clearer to me. There's plenty of bad dads out there. God's blessing. I do not tread upon this new path lightly, and I admit I have a bad habit of committing to things only to give up on them shortly after. I should also mention that I have never been in a relationship longer than 4 months. I also realize that even before I start looking for a wife, I have to become the person that the woman I want to marry would also want to marry back. Oh, it's totally. Yeah, like be strong. With that in mind, I have 6 months left in Berlin before I move back to England. Here's the way life works. I bet you find someone in Berlin. It's not about the location. I like the homeland vibe, but bloom where you're planted. And I plan to use this time to better myself. All right, I'm going to read the end here. Much love to Amy and the boys. Plus, congrats on the bun in the oven. And thanks again for all your work. Phil, I've included some gravel for your babble. Plus 1.5 old German marks for your coin collection. Nice. I felt the jingle. Where did I put the envelope? That's weird. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Old German. Those guys get it. Everyone's getting it. Take the light in the Lord. Hi, Smith family. Congrats on the new baby. I have 3 small children. It's great. Good luck, and I hope you have smooth, uncomplicated delivery. Love, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Very nice. I sound like a grizzled vet, but I really am just losing my voice. So if I don't do a stream tomorrow, that's why. I got to make sure I keep all the gravy. 122. I'm going to try and keep this to 90 so that unauthorized doesn't break bandwidth again. But our new servers are going to be awesome. And one of the reasons I do such long streams is because a lot of the people who listen to me are like me. They either drive, or they're laborers, or they're artists, or they have a vocation, plumber, carpenter, king, rabbi, I don't know, priest, where they like long talks that they can work with their hands or do other stuff. Moms, that's why the Queen's speech, I think, is going to be a good one for people. And we like long shows. Like, we like long stuff. Like, an hour and a half is a good amount, but if I ever do, like, 2.5, that's why. It's because some people are like, I don't have time for this. You know, my job, I have to read all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, well, there's a lot of people that they love long ones. Like me. Working while owing. Right. Exactly. Because the radio is so bad. Howard Stern used to do 4 hours in the morning. 4. All grabblers babble, but not all babblers grabble. Have some babble grabble. But that doesn't mean I'm calling you a pomegranate. Pygmy goat climbing equals low goat rising. Ha! This is brilliant. That's some high IQ joking. Thank you for that. By the way, if you want to send me some gravel for my babble, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Working right now. Yeah, I'm doing database work while listening. Makes the day better. Exactly. Carpenter. Yep, at work. Yep. That's my people. So it'll be good when we can just always do long. But when you're not funded by the CIA or the Federal Reserve or corporations, you got to pay for bandwidth, and it ain't cheap. So please subscribe, unauthorized.tv, and also P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35, and unbearablesmerchandise.com, and bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, Why Didn't They Laugh podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, who's currently has a strike for one of my awesome streams, because, you know, hateful people hate love. False Witness Bear V3, Oil Bear has one, Owen Benjamin Gray V. Just subscribe, wherever you get it. Because the people here know to support what they like. And we're doing fine. We're doing really well. I'm just letting you know that that's the vibe. All right. This stream is my favorite mental intake and comedy outtakes. Hello, Owen. Just wanted to write to you and say thank you for the Christmas card, and I've done my best to keep crushing as best I can, even if sometimes fall short. Also, several people from the Men's Catholic Book Club I'm part of have thanked me for the various insights I share with the group. Awesome. Insights which I would not have without your valuable lessons and thoughts on both rhetoric and Christian philosophy. Love it. Heal the Catholic Church from the inside out. The Pope is literally a demon. Those cardinals, as bad as people can get. Catholic parishioners, great. Even the cardinals can have changes. All I'm saying is the higher up you go, the more it's like, have fun in your underground layers, guys. But inside out is great. Catholic churches aren't evil. They can be, or they can be a meeting place for just the rejoicing of the good news. All right. In a positive way, because of your influence and teachings, though, I now ultimately it flows back to God. Yes. On a side note, if you're looking for wholesome movies to watch with the family, my grandmother's favorite movie was Going My Way. It's about Catholic priests giving unruly kids order and direction, not unlike what you do on a daily basis on the stream. Love it. Bonus is in the public domain since it was published in 1944, so you can find it online. Might not be something a one-year-old and a three-year-old. Yeah, lately we just haven't watched any TV. Because Walter was being slightly unruly with his mom. So no Little Bear or Little House on the Prairie or Swiss Family Robinson for a week. And we're like 5 days in and no one cares. And now everyone's great. On a final note, here's some supplies to the front line. I support unauthorized but wanted to get you a direct shipment this time. Also, congratulations on number 3. Sincerely, Upchuck McDuck Bear. P.S. Always like the name Oliver, nickname Ollie. I know, but that's top 5 right now. I don't want to name a kid top 5 names. Yeah, it's like saying government is evil. It's like you get the government you deserve. You get the church you deserve. That the people make is a long one. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. Well, thank you very much. It was folded. Hey, BB, Spellbound Bear here. This is my first time sending you a letter, and I thought it was a good time to do so. I met you at the Vancouver show at the Orthodox Greek Church and also in Portland. Oh, yeah, of course I remember you, man, at the Wood Workshop show. I helped volunteer, and the owner was very supportive of you. It made me feel like we are not alone in our mission to crush and speak truth. Oh, no, and all his kids. Guys, we're not the minority. Stop believing media. No, I'm not talking to you, Spellbound Bear. We're not the minority, guys. Like, it's like there's good people everywhere. Just ungrabble them. You help guide and shape young men into becoming a better version of ourselves. Can you verify? Yeah, dude, it's closer. I'm closer to just being a coach than a religious leader. Just know that. This is how coaches were. This is it. Back in the day, everyone realized that there was God. A lot of this grabble is very new. I'm almost like a funny coach. All right, anyway. Can you verify me life coach as Alchemy Bear? I'm a life coach. Just coach. Life coach is slightly graveled. Welcome, Alchemy Bear. You can find, you helped break my spells from years of programming the Hollywood Celebrity. You can help find her at Nicole Frolic, F-R-O-L-I-C-K, on DLive. I look up to you both as heroes of mine. I had to learn the lesson that nobody had to save me except myself, Jesus Christ, the Most High. It helped me grow in ways I couldn't imagine. Don't worship yourself, though. That's a different. I like what you're doing, where it's like there's no enforcements. There's no cavalry. It's just us. But, you know, it's if you think it's just you, that can, you know, that's another spellbounding. I've always had good morals and values, but can never see the strength within myself. Love it. I've gained a new confidence and feel like I can finally start building the life I always wanted. I'm grateful to you, BB, and this bear community. Keep crushing, never stop. Spellbound Bear. Okay, I can't read the rest. I'm going to keep it to 90 minutes. Maybe I'll do a piano stream tonight. So again, let's just recap. Huge moon revelation. Go, subscribe to Crow777 Radio and DITRH down in the rabbit hole, Dave Weiss, and his Sun, Moon, and Stars app, and also the dude who recorded it, which is Mikey Smith. Moon is transparent, Mars intercrests with anomalies. Sage Aquay, Brian Stanley, All these people, because we're all, it's like the blind men touching the elephant. We all need each other's perspective to figure out what's going on here and support each other. Okay. The cause of Mandela effect and the ironic future for the elites. And feel free to cut this up into little sections like I'm not Owen Benjamin V3 and spread the gravy. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow guy. I love you guys. Peace. Be good.